Howdy do, this is Planet Noun, the audio version, where we cover people, places, things, and ideas. Welcome to the Quick Fast Book Review, always quick and fast, but never in a hurry. This week's book is by Ernesta T. Carter. Her first book, it's titled 32 Candles. Now, the book is about an awkward, ugly duckling. Her name is Davida, also has an abusive whore mother, or should I say mother whore? I don't know. Either way, the woman was her mother and she was also a whore. Davida was a fatherless child, at least she didn't know the man. Her mother definitely didn't spare the rod, and at school, Davida's fellow students whipped her tail verbally. You know how mean kids can be. They called Davida Monkey Knight. You heard me right, Monkey Knight, because they said she looked like a monkey and was dark as night. Yeah, her life was like that. Her clothes were ugly and her hair matted. That was in elementary school. Eventually, Monkey Knight died and Davida remained, or at least that's what I thought. Now, in high school, her clothes were still whack and her hair still matted, but she met the love of her life, so she thought, a guy named James Farrell, heir to the Farrell family hair empire. Now, James had two sisters who weren't so easy to love. Veronica was icy, icy mean, and Tammy, well, she had a bit of a heart, but she tended to follow the Ice Queen's lead in public. That was a problem. Now, tossing the fact that Davida's whole mom was having relations with James, Veronica and Tammy's married father, and that Veronica knew and made the connection, and that led to the resurrection of the Monkey Knight moniker. And it stayed around until Davida wrote a nice little note for James after he was kicked out of a football game. The note made him feel so much better. Veronica found out about the note, and once again, well, Monkey Knight went to sleep. She was actually half nice. I wish that were the end of the story, but somewhere between the lovely note and the end of the book, Davida ends up in California along with James, who doesn't recognize her. But if I tell you any more, it'll ruin the good part, so I'm going to stop. But Monkey Knight does make a brief comeback. But I must say, this is a pretty great read. It's an easy read, a fun read. If you like happy endings, this book is for you. But trust and believe, the path to the happy ending takes some twists and turns and drops over a precipice or two. Okay, well, maybe it's not that dramatic, but it's a doozy. Also, pick up this book if you like clever, smart, witty writing and a complex protagonist with an extremely humorous thought life. And one more thing I really like the book. I like how it provides more of a countrified urban parallel to one of my favorite teen angst movies, 16 Candles. It's a highly recommended read. Thanks for listening to the Quick Fast Book Review on Planet Now, where we cover people, places, things, and ideas. I'm Liz Anderson, and until next time, toodaloo!